So in a few minutes, we're going to have speakers starting up. We're going to have Paul Soglin, several other speakers. I'd first like to thank you all for coming out. Thanks to all of the many different organizations that helped. There's so many people that made this possible, and it's really amazing that all of us are here together. It's great. I'm now going to bring up the mayor of Madison, Paul Soglin.
Thank you. Thank you, and I'd like to welcome everybody to Madison, where we don't have walls and we don't have borders. I think we ought to understand that when we talk about Americans, Americans are the people who are here and the people who want to be here, and it doesn't matter what their natural origin is, it doesn't matter their race. It doesn't matter their sexual orientation. What matters is if they are people who we love and are concerned about. We're not a society that unfortunately can say is completely built on a concern for people. There's unfortunately a constitutional decision by the Supreme Court made over 100 years ago that said that corporations are people. And yet we don't recognize that women are people. We don't recognize that the LGBTQ community is constituted of people. We don't recognize that all people, regardless of race, are people. When you add the constitutional interpretation that corporations are people and combine it with dark money, we get the Donald Trumps of the world. And we're going to fight them on many fronts. Here in Wisconsin, we did it successfully last November in terms of removing one of the darkest spots in our history from the governor's office. And we're going to fight it on another front. And that's in our communities, where with the leadership of an enlightened younger generation that understands the nature of democracy and understands the nature of oppression, we're going to expand the discussion and we are going to prevail. And maybe some of the folks who think that oppression and that the end of a gun is the solution to economic oppression will one day join us in celebrating the dignity of people and provide us with a new way forward that eliminates that dark money, that eliminates the dog whistle politics that has come to prevail in this country. So with that, I'm so glad to share this microphone. I think this is a good opportunity to educate this very confused. Right now, on the west side of the city of Madison, we are working. By the way, everybody should understand that this individual is a right-wing saboteur who has absolutely no concern about anything we're talking about. What I do want to do, since he brought up the homeless, is bring up this question of what's happening in Tree Lane on the west side of Madison. Five years ago, we did not have a program. Thank you.
What's your name? All right. Well, good to see we're all nice and active this morning. Good to see all of our voices are working. Nice and loud. I want to remind all of us that we are inclusive for all people, regardless of class, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of creed, regardless of ability, we are accepting. Next up, we're going to have Norm Stockwell of the Progressive Magazine.
Thank you very much. As was said, I'm the publisher of the Progressive Magazine, which is located right up there on the seventh floor. We just celebrated our 110th anniversary this week. The magazine that was started here in Madison, Wisconsin, January 9th, 1909, by Fighting Bob La Follette, whose bust is still in the Capitol. And Fighting Bob La Follette wanted to create this magazine to be a voice for everyday working people, to oppose corporate influence in our political system, and to stand against militarism, to stand against oppression, and to stand for the voice of everyday people in the governance of our nation. This past week, the president in Washington, D.C., whose name I won't mention, gave a televised address, and he only said one truthful thing during the course of that half hour or so. He said, "Women and children are suffering the most because of our broken system." And that's absolutely true. If you look at the people who are suffering the most at the border, coming into this country, fleeing conditions that were created by the actions of our government over the past several decades, you see that women and children are by far bearing the greatest brunt of that. Both the difficulties of the journey, and then once they come into this country, having children separated from their parents. And at the same time that the Trump administration is making it more difficult for people to enter this country, they're also penalizing, persecuting, and prosecuting the people who give aid to those folks. Border agents going along the border, spilling the water that's been left to help people survive crossing the desert. People being arrested for giving blankets to folks. That's not what we're about as Americans. And if we look at that statue in New York City, the Statue of Liberty, with the poem at the base from Emma Lazarus, "Give us your tired, your poor, your struggling masses, striving to breathe free." That is what we should be about as a people. So we're gathered here today to stand in opposition to racism, to stand in opposition to fascist ideology, and to stand in favor of jobs, education, opportunity to make this country all that it should be. When Martin Luther King, together with Bayard Rustin and a bunch of other great leaders, organized the March on Washington in 1963, the slogan of that march was a march for jobs and freedom. And that is part of what we need to provide in this country, is we need to provide opportunity for people to be able to work, to learn, and to grow without thousands of millions of dollars being pushed upward to a few rich elites, and other thousands of millions of dollars being wasted in foreign wars abroad. So I urge you all to, both through electoral politics and through peaceful protest, to voice that possibility of what we can be and should be as Americans. Thank you very much.